the Democrats created a Frankenstein called Joe Biden. We'll just call him Bidenstein. This is a political monster of destruction, a low IQ lumbering monster that is too incompetent to be president, too incapable to win a debate or win an election, but too politically powerful to be replaced. And so the Democrats have created a monster, and this monster, like Frankenstein, has turned on them. And this monster is an artificial creation, just like the tale of Frankenstein, because this monster was created by media lies, Democrat lies, government lies, cover-ups, you know, covering up the Biden crime family operations, claiming Biden was a genius and that he's at the top of his game. And all those lies just collapsed in the debate with President Trump, a truly historic debate. And now it turns out that Joe Biden cannot be replaced on the ballots of three swing states, except for two situations, two conditions. Number one, either he dies, or number two, 25th Amendment is invoked and his cabinet turns against him and demands that he step down. And the 25th Amendment option, although everybody's talking about it, there does not appear to be enough political willingness to carry out that option. Because remember, it's Barack Obama who controls Biden, and Obama has most of the political capital inside the Biden administration and also inside the DNC. This is no longer the Hillary Clinton Democrat Party. This is the Barack Obama Party. And Biden is the puppet of Obama, and Biden's people are the ones that are in charge right now. So removing Biden via the 25th Amendment appears to be, at least at the moment, highly unlikely to occur. Which means that the Democrats as a party, and by the way, I mean, there's a civil war inside the Democrat Party right now over all of this, but essentially they have two choices. Choice number one is to just let Biden go down with the ship, lose the election, probably face mass arrests under the Trump administration because of all the Democrats that carried out actual crimes of treason, sedition, fraud, election rigging, election interference, all of that. They should all be arrested and be prosecuted for their crimes. And it's a long list. It's thousands of Democrat operatives that would likely face arrest and legitimate arrest. They really are criminals. They really did commit these heinous crimes against America. Of course, we'll give them their day in court, but make no mistake, these are criminals. The second option is for the Democrats to choose to put down Biden like an old dog. No, seriously, that's their choice. And by the way, I'm not calling for this, just to be clear. But here's the question. Would the Democrats murder the president? The fake president of the United States. Would they murder their president in order to get him out of the way so they could have a chance at the upcoming election? And I think you know the answer to that. You know how evil the Democrats are. There's nothing they won't do. There's nobody they won't kill, including Americans, in order to stay in power. And so it leads us to the obvious conclusion that we need to be considering the possibility that the Democrat Party, through its network of deep state officials and operatives and black ops and all these, you know, horrible people that murdered Seth Rich, for example, murdered Andrew Breitbart, right? Murdered Vince Foster, for God's sake, back in the 1990s, that this same network may be plotting to take out Joe Biden, to murder him. That the Democrats would do this to their own party because they got to get him out of the way in order to have a chance at the upcoming election. They would probably do so with a sense of sadness. They would tell themselves, well, it's very sad that we have to take him out. It's very sad, but it's for the good of the country. You know, we can't let fascist Trump have power, so Biden's got to go, they would say to themselves, and they would justify it, and they would find a way to do it. Now, Don't forget, they murdered a Supreme Court Justice, Scalia. They murdered him. That was a secret assassination plot now several years ago. But if they can take out a Supreme Court Justice, they can probably also take out a sitting president. And they very well may. So my guess is that there's a very intense conversation taking place right now at the White House, or, you know, among White House people, perhaps involving Jill Biden, who refuses to let go of power. Jill is the key manipulator in all of this, it now appears, and she keeps telling Joe Biden that he's brilliant. You did great. You answered all the questions. You cleaned up your plate. You wiped yourself. You went potty. I mean, she treats him like an infant. It's unbelievable. Such a good job. You get a lollipop. And she's the one that's probably blocking any effort to remove Joe Biden because, of course, she enjoys this power of being able to run the president. So she and Obama are probably always competing for who's actually running Biden today, right? Is my guess. So she doesn't want Biden to go. But I would imagine there's a conversation taking place that goes something like this, and it's probably these Democrats saying, hey, Jill, here's the way it's going to be. You either agree to have Joe Biden step down under 25th Amendment action, or we, the Democrats, will just take him out. Like, that's probably the conversation that's taking place. And it wouldn't be difficult for the Democrats to assassinate Joe Biden, given sort of how feeble he looks at the moment, right? I mean, how old and senile he is. And let me be clear, what they're doing to him is clearly elder abuse. And he shouldn't be forced to act out the role of a fake president. He should be retired. He should be at home. I mean, if he had any brains, he would resign himself and then, you know, maybe save himself from what the Democrats plan to do. But given that these are Democrats, if he doesn't step down, they're probably willing to do anything. And they can pull it off in a way that is very, you know, believable to the nation. So don't be surprised if literally in the next 60 days or less that something mysterious happens to Joe Biden. Oh my gosh, there's been an accident. Oh my gosh, there's been a heart attack. There's been a blood clot, whatever. And of course, the CIA has all kinds of, you know, poisons and contact poisons, all kinds of things. They have a heart attack gun that can cause or induce a heart attack by interfering with the body's electrochemical mechanism. And that gun can be fired remotely. You know, you don't have to even touch the person. There's all kinds of kill techniques that the CIA has. The question is, are they going to use these techniques on Joe? Poor old Joe. I hope they don't. I mean, for a number of reasons. Number one, it's just evil. It's just pure evil. I mean, as much as Joe Biden is a destroyer of America and a thief and a liar and a fraud, he doesn't deserve to be, you know, just killed off. I would not wish that upon him or anybody in that position. I would wish that he would step down. But to be killed off, no, I'm sorry. You know, I can't support that. But the other reason, the political reason, is that those of us who are trying to save America, we want Joe Biden to stay in the election. Please, Joe, stay in the election. Stay alive. Stay in charge. Attend the second debate. Yeah, we want America to see what you are. And there's no question that in a fair and free election that Donald Trump wins this election. And, you know, Donald Trump's not perfect, and I've been critical of Trump on many, many things, and I don't think that Trump is a savior who can turn everything around, but for God's sake, man, he's not a Democrat, he's not a rhino, and I think he's going to get in there and rip apart the bureaucratic state and the deep state. I think Trump, on day one, will do a tremendous amount of good. Again, you know, he's in with the vaccine industry and all that. And so I can always point out things that I don't like about Trump, but he's not an evil person. He's not trying to destroy this nation, which is what Democrats are literally trying to do. So, you know, the choice between Biden and Trump is abundantly clear. Obviously, you know, you vote for Trump or you're an idiot. You're dumber than Biden if you vote for Biden, right? But we'll see. We'll see. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if the Democrats take out their own guy before Election Day, you know, or even in the next couple of months. I think that's coming because they need time, obviously, to replace the guy. And who are they going to replace him with? I have no idea. They probably desperately wish they could find another Barack Obama, but, you know, that took a lifetime of CIA indoctrination just to create one Obama. I don't think they have a second one in their pocket. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and we're also live streaming Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. on X. That's Health Ranger, as well as Rumble, and Brighteon.com as well. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new, a few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic lion's mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use lion's mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of lion's mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform, but we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything.
94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.